Coming up this weekend, an exciting event on the Carborough Town calendar, the Carborough Film Festival, back for its 16th year with about four dozen films screening at the Art Center Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Get more information and the full schedule of events and screenings and films and everything online at CarboroughFilm.org. One of the highlights among the many is a closing night film on Sunday at 4:15, a film called Captain Scott B. and the Great Adventure, written and produced by Betsy Bertram. Y'all know the Bertram family if you're around Carborough, about a film project her father began decades ago and her quest to finish it after his death. We're joined both in person and on the phone to talk about the film festival and about that film, Captain Scott B. and the Great Adventure, by Betsy Bertram. She's joining us on the phone, and in the studio, we've got Bradley Bethel, who is the Carborough Film Festival director this year. Bradley, Betsy, thank you both so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Good morning. It's an honor to be here.
Yes, very excited. Thanks for having us.
So, Bradley, let me start with you. Tell us just about the festival. Give us the overview. What's going to happen?
3 days, 10 screenings, 47 films. All new Southern films every year. For the past 3 years, we've been aiming to bring the best new independent Southern films to Carborough for the weekend, and we're very excited about the lineup this year. We have 6 feature films and 4 blocks of short films. For the documentary film lovers, Sunday is going to be the great day for the festival for documentary film lovers. As you mentioned, we are closing with a beautiful film, Captain Scott B. and the Great Adventure. We're very excited about that and to talk with Betsy today. And we're also opening Sunday with a documentary called Leftover Feelings, which is about Nashville music icons John Hiatt and Jerry Douglas. They're both Grammy-nominated Americana musicians. Music fans will know who they are. And they came together to collaborate on an album during the pandemic. And the documentary follows their collaboration. We're stoked about that. The filmmaker, the director of that film, lives in Chapel Hill. He'll be at the screening to talk about that. We're really excited. We also have an awesome opening night film, a comedic drama called Drought, which was filmed in Wilmington and executive produced by the Duplass brothers, acclaimed filmmakers. And our Saturday night screening is really fun, is a beautiful film, I should say, a beautiful moving drama about a man who reunites with his transgender parent who he hasn't talked to in years, and they take a road trip across the Southeast. And so a lot of beautiful, moving, independent Southern films. We've got narrative films, documentary films, and short films, feature films. It's going to be a great weekend packed with excellent films.
I'm looking forward to it. I know you're excited about it. How do you curate it all? Like, how do you narrow it down to 47?
That is a challenge. we get submissions. We take submissions all year, starting in January, February, and up to August, September. And we have a committee of about 6 or 7 people, and we watch all the films, and we rate the films, we offer feedback on the films, and then we come together and decide, well, what's the best program for Carborough? You know, sometimes there are great films that don't end up making the cut because it just didn't quite fit in this year, or they weren't necessarily, you know, maybe not the best for the Carborough audience. So it's a challenge, but it's one it's fun at the same time, because we really want to create a program that we know the Carborough film audience is going to love. And I think we've done that better than we've ever done in the past this year.
Is there a lot of agreement and consensus on which films stand out, or is there passionate disagreement on some?
That's a good question. I think mostly agreement, but then there's always, what it always comes down to is there's like a handful of films where it's like, okay, we can't fit all of these.
Right.
And so, you know, and so then it's like some people favor, you know, these films, other people favor the other, but I mean, we all get along. It's a good committee of people, and so we eventually come to an agreement and make it happen.
Awesome. Friday, Saturday, Sunday at the Arts Center, the Carrboro Film Festival, now in its 16th year. CarrboroFilm.org for the full list of screenings and times and dates and everything. Head there and get more information. We're speaking with Bradley Bethel. He's the festival director here in the studio. On the phone is Betsy Bertram, who is the writer and producer of Captain Scott B. and the Great Adventure, great film that's going to be closing out the festival on Sunday at 4:15. And Betsy, I want to turn to you now because this is a project I know is very, very near and dear to you. Tell us about the film and how it came about and the story behind it.
Thanks so much for having me here today. I'm super excited to share about Captain Scott B. and the Great Adventure, which was a project that my dad started many, many years ago. He always loved the camera. And when he was in his 20s, growing up in Hendersonville, North Carolina, hanging out on his mother's farm, he picked up an 8mm camera and started filming life. He was a person who thought that everyday life was beautiful and should be captured. And he didn't pursue that dream of making a movie, but he did pursue a dream with my mom of opening up an adventure outfitter shop in the heart of Carrboro, which many of you will remember, Townsend Bertram and Company. That was heart of the town for 30 years and went on to have me and my sister, and was a fabulous stay-at-home dad. And when he was in his early 60s, he received a terminal cancer diagnosis. And knowing that he didn't have much longer left, he asked me to order him a camera, and he wanted to film everything. And he wanted me to film him doing everything from cooking his favorite recipes to the beauty of the sky to kiteboarding adventures we went on to the natural world that he so loved. And that's what we did. A lot of the last year of his life, we took the camera everywhere we went and captured what he thought was beautiful. And when he died, it was absolutely devastating. And he made me promise on his deathbed that I would turn my grief into art. I am not a filmmaker, I'm a writer. And I was lucky enough to have an incredible filmmaker, Matthew Chenet, approached me about making the footage my dad had taken into a documentary, capturing his life and making a film that talks about grief. And I think that, you know, when we started on this project 4 years ago, we had no idea what we were headed towards as a world. And I feel that in the wake of COVID-19, there's never been a more important time to talk about grief and loss, and how do we move through that and reconnect to joy. And for me, a big piece of that was through connecting to the natural world, which our documentary captures the beauty of North Carolina from the mountains to the sea. And it's really a story about the ingredients that make life worth living, which my dad instilled in me: family, community, music, food, nature. And it is a culmination of my writing and Matt's vision and my dad's wild camera footage from the cypress swamps to Beaufort, North Carolina, and of course featuring Carrboro, where we are so honored to have the film make its world premiere thanks to Brad and the work of the Carrboro Film Festival.
I'm excited to see it, and so far I've only seen the trailer, so I can't speak from a perspective of having seen the whole thing, but it seems, and it's paradoxical, but it does really feel, just from watching the trailer, like you were able to produce a joyous film about grief, and I think that's really remarkable.
Thank you. My dad, for those of you listening who knew him, he would make you laugh. He always had a smile on his face, and he did not want his death to sink us into sadness, but to rather awaken us to the incredible gift that it is to be alive every day. And something that the film captures that I hope viewers walk away with is the remembrance that we are all terminal. And none of us know how long we have on this planet to enjoy it and to savor it. And it's my hope and Matt's hope that this film is a healing experience in watching it. So I'm thrilled to hear that you feel the joy come through. I'm really couldn't be more excited about the film festival. It's going to be magical to be back in Carrboro and get to share my dad's film with the world.
This conversation brought to you by the Carrboro Film Festival, by the way, carrborofilm.org, the website. More on Captain Scott B and the Great Adventure at captainscottb.com. You can get more, including the trailer there. Speaking with Betsy Bertram on the phone, Bradley Bethel, Festival Director, here in the studio with us. And Betsy, I did have one question watching the trailer. How much of this, when all is said and done, how much of the film is your movie and how much of the film is you finishing your dad's movie?
That's a great question. And I think that there's an amazing woman who is in the movie, Laura Wallace, who is a transitions coach and grief counselor. And she says this beautiful line, which is, it's really hard to tell the difference of where my dad ends and where I begin. And I feel that the film is a beautiful culmination of both of us. And I'm still in the process of embodying the values that he instilled in me and walking through life with those. And I feel that the film, I don't know that I have a black and white answer for that question, because I do think that it's, the line is so blurred. And that is what has also given me a lot of solace in losing someone I love so much, is realizing it, that the people we love most really live on in ourselves and in the stories that we tell.
Bradley, you've seen the whole thing. What is your take on this film? What was your reaction having seen it for the first time?
Well, I'll just say to viewers, come see the film and bring your tissues. Okay.
Yeah.
Bring your tissues. I mean, I'm getting, you know, sort of teary eyed, even just listening to Betsy talk about it. And I think you nailed it, Aaron, when you were talking about how it is a joyous film about grief, and that they were able to pull that off is what really struck us all on the selection committee. And I was like, well, we have to show this film. Mm-hmm. You know, it a joyous film about grief. That's a great way. And you haven't even seen it.
I haven't seen it,
the trailer, and it's great. Yeah, it's perfect.
Speaking with Bradley Bethel and Betsy Bertram again, Carrboro Film Festival this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Art Center. We got to wrap up, but Bradley, as we do, any other details that folks ought to know about the festival?
Yeah, so as I said, we have 10 screenings, and you can get a festival pass for only $50. That's $50 to see all 10 screenings. You can also get a Sunday pass to the 3 screenings for $25, or a Saturday pass to all 6 screenings for $30. And then otherwise, you can buy individual tickets for $10 each. It's going to be a really great weekend. Also, I should mention COVID vaccination. We are checking for proof of COVID vaccination. That will be required for admission, as well as masking. So, you know, you can feel safe coming to watch the films. And we're really looking forward to watching films with everybody on the big screen in person again.
And again, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Art Center. Captain Scott B and the Great Adventure closing things out on Sunday at 4:15. CaptainScottB.com for more on that particular film and more on the film festival in general at CarrboroFilm.org. Bradley Bethel, Betsy Bertram, thank you both so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.